Yolanda Tucker was born in Waycross, Georgia, and moved to Jacksonville with her mother and two brothers when she was 12.
My mother got addicted to crack cocaine, and the situation went from bad to worse. It went from not having any lights and water to not having any lights, water, groceries, furniture, house. And she ended up going to prison. I was 15.
Yolanda took over the household. It helped that she looked and acted much older than her age.
We pulled some trick to keep DCF and the police out to not know what was going on. A lot of people didn't know how old I was at the time because I was mature. I knew how to handle myself. I could handle money. I paid all the bills. I did all of that stuff. And so they thought I was just a young adult.
While working and raising her brothers, Yolanda Tucker graduated from high school, then college, then graduate school.
Graduated from Fletcher Senior High School, hold a dual master's degree. The first one is in international business, and the second one is in contracts and acquisitions. I'm a contract administrator.
Yolanda now works at a logistics company in Jacksonville, but she's been a speaker and writer using her life as material.
I started doing it in high school. My guidance counselor was, you need to tell your story. And I was like, I want to go to college and be a CEO of a company. And it wasn't until about 10 years later that all of that came full circle. I started to speak, and I also have 3 books out.
What most people who hear Yolanda's story don't know, however, is that she suffered from depression for much of her life.
I tried to take my life the first time at 9 years old. There have been times that I wanted to take my life. There were times that I literally prayed for death every day because I just did not want to live anymore. I'm at a place now, you've gotten through those difficult times raising children, and you don't know how you're going to feed them or how you're going to pay the rent. So I'm a little more stable now, and that helps fight depression. But I also know my triggers, and so I avoid those triggers. For me, one of the things is news. Everyday circumstances. I know that hearing tragic news sent me into a spiral. I wake up and I feel bad, and I just don't want to move. I don't want to go, and I realize I have to know when to say enough.
And Yolanda has discovered another key to survival.
It's loving yourself. That's very easily said, but that's very hard to do. Do you really, really love that person that looks back in the mirror at you?
Yolanda often speaks to young women about her own experiences.
I love to go out and speak to young ladies. Anytime I could change a young lady's life, the direction their life is taking.
In which direction Yolanda Tucker's own life will go is something she doesn't know.
I had actually left corporate America for quite some time. When the bubble burst in 08, I have a son that's in college, so I kind of didn't have a choice but to come back. But I was actually on my own for several years doing my speaking and writing, and I was able to maintain. My passion is to help people, telling my story and letting people see this is where I was and here's where I am, and you can do it too.
Talking frequently with people about painful experiences, theirs and hers, holds some risk to Yolanda of triggering depression. The key is to limit her exposure.
I just have to be really careful, and I do a lot of decompression.
Yolanda's reality check is looking in the mirror.
And I can tell you honestly, today, I love that chick that looks back at me.
This is Closing the Loop. For WJCT News, I'm Warren Miller.
Closing the Loop is sponsored in part by First Coast Home Pros, with teams of specialists to clean your home. FirstCoastHomePros.com.